morning, everyone. It's Saturday the... Whoops, what date are we on? See? Oh, it's not on helmet. What date is it today? Oh, whatever day it is. Saturday...
It's the 12th, I think.
The 12th, yep. Oh, stop, Dice World, shut up. Anyway, I haven't done an audio boom since last week, so thought I would come on here and do an update. Let's see, what have I been up to? Ironically, the journey home Monday and the journey back up here Friday were both delayed. Yes, that's the problem with train travel, is getting worse and worse in lots of ways. It's just ridiculous. They need to upgrade their systems. They're doing it slowly, but it's obviously just not happening quick enough. I'm not moaning per se, because we are very lucky in England to have the rail network we have got. As in, we've got a rail network and we can get out and about, which is great. On Monday, I left Yarmouth and was meant to leave on the 4:17, and got there and went to the counter, as you do. And other people came up to the counter and said to the woman behind the counter, "Oh, the train is delayed. Come in, is it?" She went, "Oh, I don't know." It wasn't Anne, it was someone else called Joe who was on. And she went, "Oh, I don't know, sometimes they write that," she said, "but, it's fine." But it was delayed, which then had a knock-on effect on my getting to Norwich and getting the connection. I was meant to get there for 10 to 5 and get the 5 o'clock connection from Norwich to London. Unfortunately, I didn't get there until 10 past 5. And ended up having to get the 5:30 train, which was all right, but it's annoying when it has a knock-on effect on your journey, because then obviously you don't know what's going to hit, well, not hit, but you know, what's going to happen along the way. So that was that, and that was a problem with one of their, what did they say it was? Something to do with the airbags. Basically, it's to do with the suspension of the train, which meant they had to go slower because it was affecting the height of the train and off the rails, etc. So it went a bit slower. Obviously, they didn't have any other unit to use, obviously. And it wasn't that dangerous as long as they kept the speed down. So that was that. My week at work, it was okay. Nothing exciting happened, and fortunately nothing untoward happened either. My journey up to Yarmouth last night was delayed. The 6:30 train I usually get from Liverpool Street left a lot later. It left near on 7 o'clock. Again, because a freight train, there was a faulty freight train on between Ingatestone and Shenfield, so therefore it obviously caused huge congestion along the way. Didn't get to Norwich until about 5 and 7 minutes past 9. Which meant I missed the 8:40 connection to Great Yarmouth, so I had to wait until 9:40, which was all right, I suppose. I sat in customer services. Amazing what you see in customer services when you sit there waiting for your train, though. Some people are absolutely rude to the point of you think, really? You know, how can you get away with speaking to people like that? They're not the shit under your shoe. Excuse my language, but they're not. The people who work at, you know, in the position that the people in customer services work in, then in lots of ways they're a bit powerless because they just have to do what they can to enable the services to work. It's not their decision to hold trains, and, you know, and how often can you hold them? And, you know, it's just somebody walks in and he said with his girl, with his wife or whatever, he said, "Oh, I'm really annoyed," he said. And the guy behind the counter, Colin, who was helping me, he said, "Yeah, well, how can I help you?" And he said, "When's the next train to Great Yarmouth then?" And he said, "Oh, 20 to 10. He said, "Well, that's disgusting." He said, "We got delayed from London," he said, "and can't believe we're going to get further delayed here." He said, "I want a taxi." And he said to the guy, he said, "Well," he said, "it would take longer to arrange for a taxi to come and pick you up and drive you to Great Yarmouth than it would be for you to wait for the next connection." And he's like, "Well," he said, "I don't think it's fair." He said, "You know, well, we're paying customers." I went, "Yeah," I said, "it'll take you an hour," I said, "from Norwich to drive to Great Yarmouth." And he went, "Oh, all right, really?" "Yeah," I said, "it would." I said, "You'd be better off waiting." I said, "And it would take you only half an hour on the train." And he went, "Oh, right, okay." So he came back and he went, "Lady?" I went, "Yeah." I said, "Are you off to Yarmouth?" And I went, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, right." And walked off. And I thought, you cheeky sod. You know, if there wasn't a connection for, say, the next hour, I would have been exactly in the same as him. And I would have said, "Look, you know, I need you to get me a taxi." But it wasn't an hour. It was a lot less than that by the time he came in and started demanding what he was demanding. I mean, that's just pathetic. You know, I mean, and it wasn't, it's not always the person behind the desk's responsibility and or their decision to be able to call a taxi for people. It's down to the station supervisor. So, you know, that was that really. So I just think it's, I mean, okay, I understand people, you know, being annoyed because they have been delayed and they want to get home. I wanted to get back. I had been at work the whole day and I didn't fancy being stuck. But I think my problem with people's attitude is there's ways and means of saying stuff. It's when people start getting really argumentative that you think, well, actually, if you're polite but make yourself known and make yourself understood, that's much better than having a lash out at someone, because that really doesn't solve anything and it doesn't even get you anywhere. But yes, it's a lovely, warm, sunny day in Yarmouth today, and we shall be going off into Yarmouth in a bit, and just going to have my cup of tea, and I will speak to you again very soon. Hope you have a wonderful day, whatever it is that you're doing. Oh, 87%. Okay.
Oh.
Pause recording.